quick story that I kind of calculated into my time. So pre-Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange, all the workshops I went to were kind of fluffy, cheerleading and everything else, and I show up to Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange, and I'm sitting next to Joan, and after I read my piece, there's a whole bunch of scratching and everything else going on, and I'm like, you know, what's going on? And then she hands it back to me and says, you should send this in for publication. I was like, oh my gosh, completely intimidated. And then Michael Worster, he reads off a line to me and says, this is pretty trite. Now, I wasn't very good at school, and I had no idea what trite was. So I went home and I looked up trite, and I was like, that's not trite, you know, being all crazy about my words. And then I heard it like 3 times throughout the week, and then I was like, okay, that was trite. So I went back to the Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange. That was back in East Liberty, Borders Bookstore, something like that. And I've been there ever since and really, really like it. So thank you for coming out. Thank you, Joan, Jimmy, and thank you, Michael. Freedom. I trade off and give away my organs. A loner I stand. I stand as an organ donor with my heart in my hand and my hole in my chest. I give away parts of my heart and parts of my breast to friends and families, lives and deaths. I trade my dreams for your dreams. I trade my sleepy eyes for streetlights, my voice for insight. And I trade my hands for money. I trade the taste of honey for curses. Buses carry dresses and purses, suits and briefcases, hats with no faces carry fingers to their workplaces. Power lines run like veins, emotions run like trains, thoughts linger like cars in parking lots, like disappointment in shot glasses. Mesmerized, hypnotized glass eyes looking through sugar-coated sunglasses, and it looks so real. It feels like sunshine in the summertime sometimes, though sometimes I can't see through it all. And it hits me so hard, so fast, and so many times, my mind, a car bomb. No love songs, no love poems. Blocks and blocks of houses sit heavy like grave markers, cities of graveyards. Abandoned house after burnt-out house sit in perfect rows. Weeds grow in empty lots. Each city block like a family plot. Crosses and teddy bears lay where children got shot. Mothers fought so hard just to have their babies murdered anyway, and I trade my heartbeats for teardrops. I trade my fingers for money. I trade sunny days for the pursuit of so-called happiness. Some say this glass is half full of orange creamsicle popsicles, and I trade my ice cream dreams to become a free machine. And I trade the numbness in my tongue for just a little itty-bitty taste of freedom. Thank you. These next three, I'm doing four total, but the next three are going to be published in the Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange Anthology, so I hope you look forward to that and really support a lot of amazing writers that you've seen tonight. So, Grounded. The boy on the bus asked me why I didn't fly, and as the earth broke into pieces, I looked into his eyes, his pupils as big as Pluto. He still believed he could fly. My parents sewed my shadows to my shoes a long time ago, and I lose myself in my shadow every day. I won't be the one to tell him why he can't fly. I just won't. Me and my little brother learned to fly. We would put trash bags in our pockets and climb up to the roof through the branches of the trees in the backyard. And as the asteroids broke into pieces, the trash bag parachutes became our jetpacks. We jumped from rooftops, landed on the moon. I used to call my little brother, and he would get so mad at me because he was a lot taller than me. The boy on the bus looked like my little brother. We stopped each block at every bus stop. He asked me why so many astronauts got on our rocket ship. And as the sky was falling, I asked him his name. I said, George, they promised us jetpacks too. We all just can't afford to fly every day. We all have to work to dream. There were too many meteorite showers, and I sat back powerless. And as the world broke into pieces, I thought to myself what it takes for the mighty to fall. The day my little brother died, I threw my jetpack in the closet back behind my old shoes and old shadows. I told ground control I was out of control. I couldn't deploy the emergency landing gear, and I figured I'd burn up during reentry. I took one small step after one small step for one kind man, my little brother. I sewed new shadows to my new shoes. I hung up my spacesuit and hemmed up my pants, and I can't tell this big-eyed little boy he can't fly. The days still hurt. I hid behind newspapers in the back of the bus, my soul a black hole. I stopped walking on the moon. I folded the newspapers as I fold neat creases, and as I broke into pieces, George asked me again why I didn't fly. Thank you. New shoes, and I do have new shoes. New Balance, new shoes. And they say they're old people's shoes, but I think they should be poet shoes. Like get a sponsorship like athletes do for Nike. I'll be, so if anybody's New Balance, I'm up for sponsorship. New shoes. I head out the door, and I'm not sure what I need more, you or a new pair of shoes, fancy ones with a sunburnt brown hue. No holes in the soles that lets the rain get in, so I grab my jacket out the pocket, put my hands in my pockets, and strut down Braddock Avenue, and all I need is a new pair of shoes. I ain't got nothing to lose. I could have and should have loved you more. And I'm not sorry, I just would have worded it differently. Eventually, you reach a point when you're done. Please, I need some hush puppies. Up jumped the boogie from the bottom, it's autumn and I ain't gotta sing no blues. I'm just gonna get me a new pair of shoes with a little bounce to them too. Now, I don't know what the right answer is when we're both right, just gonna sing to the night. And I'm done fighting, I've already done paid my dues. And I hope you get a clue. With a little bit of whiskey, I know I'm your old pair of shoes. I got everything to lose, and I don't need no shoes. All I need is you. Thank you. And this will be the last one for the night, Summer. And this is going to be in the PP Exchange as well as thank you, Ramona Kitchen's White Gardenia Press, Poetry Press. So thank you very much. Summer. She is all that I am and all that I ever will be. She is gravity, sits like humidity. She looks down on me like moon. She is summer afternoon. We start southeast on Penn Avenue, you and I. Blue skies reflect in your beautiful eyes, soft hand and hard hand. Two lightning bugs in a jar, cars drive by, music blaring, people staring, you and me. We are electricity. I hold my breath. We turn left and left again, going west, downtown around 5th. We sit like steam, melt like ice cream, summer supreme. Last week, right in the middle of Grant Street, you set my heart on fire, burned down my soul, rolled me up, put me in your heart. We are now heart and soul. You hold me sweet. Summer beats in the park, summer heat in the dark. You kiss me fireworks, hold me summer, sweet summer morning. Oh, the melody. She is all that I am and all that I ever will be. She is my gravity. We are electricity. We are summer. Thank you very much.